May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. But Jesus had just laid down the number one principle of the kingdom through the parable of the seed and the sower. And in the parable of the seed and the sower, there are four different soils. Only one of them bore fruit. And he said, it can be 30-fold, it can be 60-fold, it can be 100-fold. And that parable is told in three different gospel lessons. And basically, this is the parable. And early on, he says, literally, this is the key to life in the kingdom. Every other parable is connected to the parable of the seed and the sower. And all the parables are insight into mystery and how to live and navigate life in the kingdom. And he said, this is the parable by which everything else hangs. It's interesting, he says that like the first miracle in the wedding in Cana. He says, this is the arch miracle. It's the miracle by which every other miracle has to be interpreted. But the parable of the seed and sower interprets all the other parables which tell us how to live in the kingdom. And when he gets done with it all, basically he says this. This is how the kingdom works. That when the word of God is sown in your heart, do you believe it? And do you believe it with perseverance until it bears fruit? And then from that point forward, having given the lecture, Jesus begins to give lab. He begins to take them out for, let's live this out, discipleship, walk it out. And that very day is when he gets in the boat with them. Now he's just told them, this is how the kingdom works. God plants a word in your heart, and then you stand believing that word, even in persevering. He calls that a good heart. That heart will bear fruit. 630, 60, 100-fold. So he gets in the boat with them, and he says to them, now let us go to the other side. And they get in the boat, and halfway across the lake, in the Sea of Galilee, there's a lot of storms, violent storms. There's a violent storm that happens. And as a result of it, the disciples begin to get really afraid that they're going to drown, and yet they notice that Jesus, the Son of Man, who lived by faith, he came as the author and perfecter of faith. Though God, very God, he laid his right to live as God down and lived as a person by faith to teach us how to live as the second Adam, as a Spirit-filled man. So as a Spirit-filled man, he's asleep on the end of the boat, and they wake him up as an act of faith. I mean, they thought Jesus could do something about the situation, right? There's faith there. They weren't looking at each other. They wake him up and said, Lord, don't you care that we're about to drown? And so Jesus gets up, rebukes the wind, storm calms down, and looks at them and basically says, have you yet to learn anything about living by faith? And I remember years ago when I first read that, I was pretty impressed that they thought about waking him up. I mean, that was some form of faith. But Jesus said they had no faith. And the reason is this. He just got through telling them, this is the way the kingdom works. God speaks a word in your heart. The Holy Spirit plants a word in your heart, a word of the kingdom. You believe it, even in perseverance, until it bears fruit. Now, we got in the boat, and I took it out for a spin. I gave you the word of the Lord. We're going all the way to the other side. And yet in the middle of the journey, things don't seem to be going like we're going all the way to the other side. And you start wigging out in panic. Don't you care that we're about to drown? Does that sound like anybody here? The Lord will speak some promise into your heart from Scripture. Maybe it could even be a prophetic word or whatever, but it's the word of the Lord. And yet, it takes a while to get from this side of the lake to the other side of the lake. Now, the interesting thing, God didn't tell you, by the way, there'll be what appears to be setbacks, even possible disasters from here to here, where it looks like you're not going to get from here to here. That's how you grow in faith. There may be some storms in the journey. That's why you got the word at the beginning of the journey. So that when the storms come, what you're standing on, what you're resting in, what you're counting on, is the word I gave you. That's why I was asleep, because we couldn't drown. It was impossible to drown. Jesus was resting in the Word and the Word alone, not in the circumstance, not in the situation, not in the changing behavior of the people around you. You know, I've laughed about this before. Jesus, if that boat had sunk, it would have been the first submarine in human history. But they were going all the way the other side. Faith stands on the Word and the Word alone. Not how you feel, not what people say, not what the circumstances look like. If God has spoken something into your heart, you can rest in the back of that boat and ignore the storms, because you're not going down. He will keep His word. Faith, mighty faith, the promise sees and looks at that alone, laughs at impossibilities, and cries, "It shall be done." In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.